live. Call in. We do take your telephone calls. We'll talk about whatever you want. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Johnny Ray.
I almost introduced myself as Ian because I'm so used to hearing it's Ian and then everybody else. So you might have noticed that Ian and Mark are not here. They are in Austin, Texas right now at the Bitcoin conference. Well, the conference hasn't started yet, but they just landed in Austin, and they will be broadcasting live tomorrow and Thursday from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I will be in studio again on Friday with Brett Vinat. But again, like I said, we do take your telephone calls, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And, of course, we have Skype as well. So if you have the Skype, just send a request over to username lrn.fm. We do ask that you send a request first. That way you can send the message saying what it is that you want to talk about. So, Johnny, what do you know about internet trolls?
I know a little bit. I'm not so much. I'm not too big. I'm not on the internet so much as so many of my peers here in the Free State Project. But I've certainly come across my share of them. I was on a Phil Hendry forum way back in the day, and there were enough trolls there, I think.
Yeah, it seems as though there have always been trolls, but they haven't always been called internet trolls. You know, there were the people that used to hang out in the old BBS forums, or I don't think they were called BBS forums, but you know what I'm talking about, the old BBSs from back when we were in, like, junior high.
Yeah, you told me several days ago that you wanted to talk about trolls. So, as you know, my standard research is just read the Wikipedia article about trolling, and they said a lot about Usenet when they were talking about the history of trolling.
Yeah, so I've got an article here from Zero Hedge, and it came out about a week ago, I believe, and apparently some psychologists have studied internet trolls. So let me just delve into the article here, and Johnny, jump in with anything that you have at any time.
Sure, I'll do my best.
It says, psychological studies show that swearing and name-calling in internet discussions shuts down our ability to think. Two professors of science communication at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, Dominique Brossard and Dietram Schoffel, I hope I'm pronouncing the last name right there. They wrote in the New York Times last year that a study published online in the Journal of Computer-Mediated Communications, we and three colleagues report on an experiment designed to measure what one might call the nasty effect.
Seen it.
We asked 1,183 participants to carefully read a news post on a fictitious blog explaining the potential risks and benefits of a new technology called nanosilver. These infinitesimal silver particles, tinier than 100 billionth of a meter in any dimension, have several potential benefits like antibacterial properties and risks like water contamination, according to the online fictitious article. Then we had participants read comments on the post, supposedly from other readers, and respond to questions regarding the content of the article itself. Half of our sample, it says, was exposed to civil reader comments, and the other half to rude ones. Though the actual content, length, and intensity of the comments, which varied from being supportive of the new technology to being wary of the risk, were consistent across both groups. Does that make sense, Johnny? You're with me here?
Yeah, I think so. The risks being that nanosilver could poison our water if handled improperly, but that that it could be used, I'm sorry, as some kind of...
antibacterial, sort of an antibiotic.
Yeah, and I've heard that silver actually does have some of those properties.
Yes, it does, but they don't do it in what's called nano-silver. It's, I forget the name, colloidal silver.
Right.
Where somehow you send electricity through the silver into the water, and then it dissolves little bits of whatever. But the part that I wanted to make sure that you weren't confused on was on the comments. Half read comments that were very civil. The other half read very nasty comments.
Right. Half of the group was exposed to positive comments. The other half of the test group was exposed to negative comments.
But they kept, well, not just negative comments, nasty comments.
Nasty comments.
They as in like internet troll baiting sort of things.
Uh-huh.
But they kept the length and number of positive and negative comments the same in each group.
All right.
So, you know, you would have the equal number of negative comments that were done civilly as what you had positive comments on the one where everything was just nasty and sort of a flame war.
Okay, I think I got it.
The only difference was that the rude comments contained epithets and curse words, as in, if you don't see the benefits of using nanotechnology in these products, you're an idiot, or you're stupid if you're not thinking of the risk for the fish and other plants and animals in water tainted with silver. The results were both surprising and disturbing, the report says. Uncivil comments not only polarized readers, but they often changed a participant's interpretation of the news story itself. You look confused.
I'm waiting for more. I'm hooked. Reel me in.
In the civil group, those who initially did or did not support the technology, whom we identified with preliminary survey questions, continued to feel the same way after reading the comments. Those exposed to rude comments, however, ended up with a much more polarized understanding of the risks connected with the technology. Simply including an ad hominem attack in a reader comment was enough to make study participants think the downside of the reported technology was greater than they'd previously thought. While it's hard to quantify the distortional effect of such online nastiness, it's bound to be quite substantial, particularly and perhaps ironically in the area of science news.
So, Daryl, what you're telling me is that the people who were exposed to the nasty comments as opposed to the simply negative comments,
right,
were more, it was more likely to push them the other direction.
No, it didn't push them the other direction.
I mean, it pushed them in
it made them feel more strongly whatever it was that they felt.
Regardless of which side they were on?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So if you supported this and you read all of these comments and they were all just flame wars back and forth, you more strongly supported it. If you opposed it and read the flame war comments back and forth, you more strongly opposed it. Whereas the people that read the civil comments, they still either supported or opposed, but the strength of their support, if you will, wasn't increased.
So in the nasty side of the comments, were the comments always nasty? Like the pro nanosilver comments were also nasty, as well as the negative nanosilver comments?
That's what they show here, and one of the pro flame war, or, you know, one of the flame war comments that was in support said, if you don't see the benefits of using nanotechnology, you're an idiot.
Okay.
So nasty on both sides. What do you think about internet trolls? Call in 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things that human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. Call in, talk about whatever you want. We're talking internet trolls. And, you know, I thought that this was very interesting, at least the study, but there's more. And Johnny, they've actually tried to figure out why internet trolls are internet trolls.
Must have something to do with the anonymous nature of the internet, right?
Probably. I'm not really sure, but before we get into this, let me tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival that's coming up in June 22nd to 29th at the beautiful Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Did you say June?
June.
Yeah, June.
It's always in June.
Okay. New Hampshire's a beautiful place in June.
Yes, it is. But you still want to bring a sweater because it does get chilly in New Hampshire because you're up in the mountains. I've got my ticket already. Johnny?
No.
You need to get your ticket and come hang out with 1,000 of your closest libertarian friends in the White Mountains. The early bird special is over. I don't know off top of my head what the price is, but porkfest.com is the website where you can go get your tickets. I've already got a sponsorship, and I'm actually speaking this year. I'm doing a speech on, or actually a presentation on the Thursday of Porkfest called Using Your Freedom of the Press. So come out at least for that, but stay the whole weekend because it's fun. And the Big Gay Dance Party, which is always one of the big events of Porkfest, is actually now no longer in the afternoon. It's actually a nighttime party this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. So come out and, again, hang out with 1,000 of your closest libertarian friends. Porkfest.com, that's PORCfest.com, as in porcupine.
Right. Whenever I go to Porkfest, or at least the past two or three times, it's always been just finding a little bit of time in the week and going up there, spending an afternoon. But really, if you want to experience it, you need to spend the night there. That's when the fun happens.
Oh, you have to stay the entire week. A couple of years ago, I went up just for the weekend, and I felt as though I totally missed out.
Sure, I'll buy that.
Because I got there, and it started raining. It rained the day and a half that I was there. So I missed all of the fun.
Tough luck.
So, Johnny, internet trolls.
Yeah.
Why do people become internet trolls?
Because they want to express themselves, Daryl.
Well, that's not what psychologists say.
Yeah, what do they know?
Psychologists say that many internet trolls are psychopaths, sadists, and narcissists getting their jollies. It's easy to underestimate how many of these types of sickos are really out there. There are millions of sociopaths in the United States alone, but intelligence agencies are also intentionally disrupting political discussion with ad hominem attacks, name-calling, and divide-and-conquer tactics, as well as those are well-known and frequently used disruption techniques. Now you know why flame wars polarize thinking and stop the ability to focus on the actual topic and facts under discussion. Indeed, the tactic is so effective that the same wise guy may play both sides of the fight.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that they would create multiple accounts and then flame war with themselves to get others riled up.
Right, and have one of their identities, the one that they favor, get the upper hand.
So the article here continues. It says, postscript, fortunately, it's not that difficult to isolate the trolls and stop their disruption if we just point out what they're doing. For example, I found that posting something like this can be very effective. Good, number one. Or, might be better if the troll is a sociopath. Quote, isn't that kind of entertainment more appropriate elsewhere?
Right, and I think those were links to forums where the context is helpful there.
A little bit. I do have, actually, not to forums, to news articles.
Okay.
I do have one of them pulled up. It's from Washington'sblog.com, the 15 rules of web disruption. And they actually mention that, you know, the links, or include a link so people can see what you're referring to. The reason that this is effective is that other readers will learn about the specific disruption tactic being used in context. It's as if they are seeing wildlife while holding a wildlife guide, so that one learns what it looks like in the field. At the same time, you come across as humorous, lighthearted, and smart instead of heavy-handed or overly intense. Try it. It works. That, according to Zero Hedge. And, Johnny, we do have a caller, Patrick, in Virginia. Patrick, you are on the air. What are your thoughts? Hello, Patrick.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on internet trolls?
Internet trolls. Go to a public library. You see them. You see them in there on the computer all day long.
All lined up on the public computers, getting the word out.
Yeah.
So, Patrick, what did you want to talk about?
Well, I was I do a lot of bicycling. You know, I work part time at a bicycle shop, helping them out. You know, you're just doing good deeds for them. And you know, I got a full time job that I got too. But I like to, in my spare time, I like to ride around, do bicycling. You know, maybe 10, 12 mile, 10, 15 mile sprints. You know,
I think that's fantastic.
Just go out and ride, you know.
But you go riding through the mountains?
I go riding the beach and here, and I ride downtown, which is about 10 miles from where I live. So I'm, you know, waterfront to waterfront, from the Chesapeake Bay to the Elizabeth River. That's a good hike. That's about a good 10, 12 mile hike from where I'm at.
Yeah, it sounds very enjoyable riding by the water. I lived by the ocean, I would like to take a book down to the beach and sit there, read the book, hearing the waves crash in. Was very peaceful. Thanks for the call, Patrick. Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can call in, talk about anything. We're talking internet trolls. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live with Daryl and Johnny.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may have noticed that Ian and Mark are not in the studio. That's because they're in Austin, Texas. They will be broadcasting live tomorrow and Thursday from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We'll tell you more about that later. But in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Johnny Ray.
And Johnny, we've been talking internet trolls.
Yep.
Have you learned anything about internet trolls? Because I certainly have.
I probably have, too, but I couldn't articulate it.
Okay. So, hopefully, you know, people are finding this as interesting as we are. And one of those people that might be finding this interesting is actually calling us on Skype right now. Liberty Phoenix calling in on Skype to Skype username LRN.FM. Liberty Phoenix, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, I kind of feel that this article speaks to the need to define the different forms of aggression in relation to the non-aggression principle. The article is speaking about pretty much verbal aggression. These people are typing these extremely inflammatory statements about a certain topic, and whether the people that read it agree with it or not kind of reinforces how they feel about it. And I think it speaks to the need of, basically, I'm still harping on the whole utopian libertarian society. How are we going to make it work? And I think one of those ways is to define a difference between the different forms of aggression.
Yeah, yeah. We Garrett and I were having a similar discussion on the same topic the other night about about conspiracy. Is conspiracy to do some evil deed an evil deed in itself? And I've always come down on the line that first is the deed. You can talk about something as much as you want. You can pay somebody to kill someone, and as far as I'm concerned, you are not, that doesn't put you in a position where you should have force used on you if you're not actually the guy swinging the hammer or pulling the trigger.
But are you not culpable to some extent?
I think that you certainly are, Daryl.
Liberty,
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the responsibility goes to the person who's holding the weapon, holding the hammer. It's their choices as to whether or not to run off with this guy's money and screw him over or to take this person's life. I mean, that's the person that's ultimately responsible and holds all the cards and all the power for that act of violence and aggression. Simply paying someone to do something is ordering a service. If somebody feels that, you know, if a pie was an act of aggression because it was a very aggressive pie with a mean looking face on it. Well, just because someone ordered that pie doesn't make them responsible for acting in aggression. That makes the person who made the pie aggressive.
Okay, I guess where I'm coming, or the way that I'm looking at this, is knowing that there are a lot of people that don't have solid sets of beliefs that they follow that would do pretty much anything if someone paid them to do it, then they're in a way being encouraged to do something. Do you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that's a bad thing.
And the person that is paying someone to commit murder or make an angry face pie, they're paying someone because they're not gutsy enough to do it themselves. Agree?
Not necessarily. I think it might have, you know, there could be circumstances that just, you know, maybe the person doesn't have the time to go out and shoot the guy. Maybe he's got to take a shower. That he's, you know, not gutsy enough to do it. I believe the majority of people that are ordering hits and stuff they've got a lot more on their plate that they need to deal with. I mean, the majority of people that are ordering hits on people are in upper echelons of the caste system that we have in place here. And so they're probably just, you know, either they don't have the time for it or they want their, you know, what is that? The deniability,
plausible deniability.
Yeah. The plausible deniability factor. I don't think they necessarily would be, you know, opposed to pulling the trigger themselves. It's not. I don't think that's a requisite.
I just see it as to where the person that's ordering the hit, or, you know, hiring someone to make the angry face pie, they are, while they're not, you know, guilty in the sense of they didn't commit the act, they are definitely culpable for the act.
Can we get a definition of culpability here, Daryl?
Absolutely. Give me just 1 second to pull up a definition.
Sure.
Of culpable.
When we talk about this issue, a lot of it is framed in the perspective of the world we live in and the state responses to crime. So the state, what they do and their unique power is they have a monopoly on violence, and they can legitimately take somebody and stuff them into a cage or put them in the electric chair. And I think that those kind of consequences and that kind of punishment has to be reserved for someone who is committing those things to someone else. So while I think it's wrong to pay somebody to encourage them to kill someone, I don't think that you can use police powers against them. I don't think it's right to use violence against someone who's only using words himself. So while I think that while society properly should level consequences against these people, be it ostracism or something else, you can't kill somebody because they convinced someone else to do something violent.
So if they're only words to insult that violence and not paying them off through monetary means, then they wouldn't be responsible for it?
again, responsibility, yes, they do bear some responsibility, whether they're using words or whether they're going and working a hard day and then taking that money and converting it into murder. Either way, there should be consequences. But unless you're doing the deed, then I don't think that you can justly have the identical deed committed unto you.
Merriam-Webster defines culpable as meriting condemnation or blame, especially as wrong or harmful.
Okay, well, yeah, by that I would say that there is this guy who paid somebody, paid a hitman to murder somebody, has some culpability, but then the punishment against them, again, as I've said a couple of times now, can't include violence if he didn't actually do violence.
And this is great. Well, would not forcing someone to pay restitution be construed as violence?
If you're using violence, yeah, and I don't think you can justly do that to someone who hasn't committed violence themselves.
You would have voted not guilty on Hitler if he was brought to trial, because nobody can prove that he actually pulled the trigger on anybody's to end anybody's life. But he was culpable in the murder of millions of people through his rhetoric and his hiring of individuals into his, military that were willing to murder and kill a whole bunch of people, but nobody can prove that he actually did it. So would you find him not guilty of murder?
Yeah, I'm standing by the rules that I have set down, even regarding Hitler. Hitler could be controlled without violence. Oh, boy, what have I done?
I have absolutely no clue what you have done.
Well, World War II was a bunch of state solutions being used against other state actors or state solutions, and none of them, they were all built on a faulty premise. And that's all I got to say about that for now.
Anything else to add, Liberty Phoenix?
Yeah, there were nobody was blameless in it.
All right, so stay tuned. Free Talk Live. We've got another call coming in on Skype, and I think I paused or hung up on the wrong person. Liberty Phoenix, thanks for the call. Abel Freeman, we'll get your call when we come back. And feel free, call us on the telephone as well, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about anything from internet trolls to controlling Hitler without military state options. We've been all over the board of oddity. And Johnny, I don't know what kind of can of worms you opened up in the last hour, but we're sure as heck going to take a look at those worms here in a minute.
Hopefully it'll be good eating for at least an hour.
But first, I want to tell you where you can get some Bitcoin, or not where you can get, but where you can store your Bitcoin. That would be blockchain.info. Blockchain.info has, among a legion of other tools, the best online wallet. It interfaces with an Android app. Thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain.info, the FBI, and even the NSA never have access to your money. And if you're careful, they can't even know how much you are sending or receiving. The blockchain.info wallet even has tools to easily send or receive your bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. And yes, they currently only have the Android app. The app for Apple was removed from the iStore. But if you already have the app on your Apple device, it's still there. You just can't update it. But you can still access blockchain.info using your internet browser on your Apple or BlackBerry device. And it's just as secure. Blockchain.info.
You know, Daryl, blockchain seems to be partly responsible for an upward move in the price of Bitcoin over the past, I don't know, 36 hours or something. Last night they teased something about big news coming tomorrow morning on Bloomberg's Market Makers program. Look for that. And the price started to tick up. It went up about, maybe 15 to 18% overnight.
About $100 on the average.
Yeah, it went. Yeah, it was like 560 or thereabouts, and then by the time the show was about to go on this morning, the price was up at it had broken 700 at one point, and then the news. At least I get all my Bitcoin news and all my Bitcoin info. It all comes from either the Bitcoin subreddit or the Bitcoin markets subreddit. And those people were not as impressed as they wanted to be, maybe, about the big blockchain news. And the price ticked down a little bit. But it's
what
still,
was the news?
The news was that, oh, gosh.
If you could, you know, go over it without going into super detail, or having to pull up a news story.
Well, that would be best, because I'm gonna ruin it and I'm gonna get some of the facts wrong. But blockchain bought four Bitcoin. Blockchain bought another company, real-time RTBTC.com, I think, and they've got control of an app called Zero Block.
Okay.
Which people can use to, I think, trade bitcoins with a variety of different exchanges.
So, nice.
Yeah, so coming on the heels of the failure of Mt. Gox, blockchain is announcing something that's going to open up some options for people, which, you know, is fantastic. And I think things are rolling along to be, for 2014, to be another banner year for the fledgling cryptocurrency.
Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun, or in this case, to the Skype. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Johnny Ray. What's on your mind?
Hi, Daryl and Johnny Ray. Good to speak with you.
Good to speak with you, too.
I the whole idea of the murder for hire thing is like, say I was the target of such a conspiracy, let's call it.
Let's call it a contract.
Well, I mean, it's a contract between, you know, two people to one to pay and the other to accomplish something. And let's say, you know, I managed to protect myself.
Okay.
And in the process, eliminate the attacker, the paid attacker.
Okay.
Where does that leave me with the other person? I would feel as if, you know, say I, during my, you know, the attack was obviously they were trying to kill me. So I kind of take the shackles off of my, excuse me, my anger and aggression in defensive force. But in the process, you know, the guy says, oh, it wasn't even me that did this. It was this other guy. And, you know, I had reason to believe his credibility. And so now, I've eliminated the killer. And I say, well, there's another killer in line. And I'm going to think, wow, now this guy's going to even be more motivated to, do me. Would it not be my, you know, best move to, you know, go on and deal with the guy initiating the contract?
Abel, the short answer is that violence is never the solution, and you can't use violence proactively even to solve a threat on your life. I think it's much more effective for the world for you to, now that you've got that information, you're incredibly more empowered than you otherwise would be.
And
you're much more able to, now that you know what to look out for, you're a lot safer. And I think the thing to do is to get the word out that that this particular person conspired to murder you. Now, having said that, if you killed that person, the guy who was conspiring to murder you, I guess a free market type jury would consider that a mitigating factor in your punishment, whatever it might be.
If there should be any at all.
It should be any punishment.
Some people would probably consider that to be a justifiable homicide.
Yeah, I'm not sure if such a thing exists, unless, I mean, homicide is just killing another man. So if it's not in self-defense, which you could argue it is, but I would say it isn't. But if it's not in self-defense, then there's no such thing as justifiable homicide.
Well, that's the legal term for this person was not wrong for killing this other person.
Okay.
Abel, anything to add?
Well, it does really muck things up. It kind of goes back a little bit to the earlier discussion of
internet trolls.
Trolls. Yeah. I consider an internet troll to be a person that really has no necessarily side in the discussion. That they get some joy out of just raising the ire and the upset and the and look what I did. I got all these people going. And of course it's all just language and speech and texting whatever. So basically, like the contractor for the killing, I just set this in motion here and I'm not culpable because I
don't know if you heard the beginning of the show where I started the article about the internet trolls, but the article began by saying that psychologists determined that most internet trolls are people that, what you just said, they are trying to get their jollies. Thanks for the call, and feel free, call us 855-450-FREE or Skype lrn.fm. We'll be back. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live with Daryl and Johnny Ray.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Quantum of vibes in year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.